Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Oh, sorry about that, Pink.
Alice
at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's now time. I see that you guys are well-trained. All the lines are lit up. We're looking for caller number 97. And we'll get you in the running for a trip to the Alani Resort, a one-of-a-kind Disney experience in Ko'olina, Hawaii. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. Gets a Disney gift card, and you're in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to the Alani Resort. All week long, we're doing this at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Last week's winner of the trip to Alani is Mindy from Santa Rosa. So congratulations to her.
Mindy!
Woo!
Our email addresses are Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
Can you look up? So can someone look up and see if Mindy from Mork and Mindy was Mindy McConnell?
It was.
What?
That was her last name?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
This is a... It's sad.
Oh,
it just,
come on.
You know what? This is a reminder. Just, you know, be square with the people that you love and, you know, make sure that you live every day like it's your last. 4 years ago, my best friend died unexpectedly of an undiagnosed heart condition. We started listening to you as seniors in high school, class of 97, baby. And your show was a big part of our friendship. I even remember her calling me when I lived in L.A. to tell me the big news that Vinny's back. Today would have been her 40th.
Oh.
And it breaks my heart that she never got to see it. She was full of joy, laughter, lit up every room she walked into, and I miss her every day. Radio family, please wish Carly a happy birthday from Laura.
Happy birthday, Carly.
Happy birthday, Carly. I know. Oh, just my heart just clenched up when I read that.
You know, everyone I know or went to school with, I should say, is turning 50 this year.
Mm.
So that's happening
all
everywhere
around us.
I look.
I know.
Ay. Jason Sisko's turning 50 and he's going to be on a cruise.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Is it?
Well, yeah, people like cruises.
Oh.
Bryn does. Bryn loves them.
I love them.
Probably.
And like, you know, bottomless shrimp. Come on.
Bottomless everything.
The food's
really
good. It's delicious.
Well, you've been on a cruise?
I've been on three cruises. Just to Mexico.
I guess that Bryn's not the only one who likes them.
Yeah, I do love them.
Huh.
I feel like I'd like a cruise.
Yeah, I think you would.
Yeah.
Maybe try a short one first and see if you like that.
Yeah.
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 Try it.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know. Someone would plan it out for me, I guess. John. I bet John would hate a cruise, though, so we'll probably never go on one.
I would hate a cruise.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be into it.
Well, you'd be surfing out behind it.
Well.
Just, I'm going to drop this in and just I'll grab the tow rope.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Oh, yeah, don't text and drive because.
You know why.
Right. Listening to all the 80s flashback songs was hilarious. Thank you. I needed that for the start of my day. I love you, Alice family.
Aww. That was fun. That started with something about a slow dance. I can't remember how the conversation started.
The Boys to Men. Was it that Bryn used to dance to it?
Oh.
And then you said Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked him if that was one of his slow dance hits. WTF, did Hooman just laugh about the tragedy in India? Uncool, Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
Ben.
What's his other name?
He's not paying attention.
Yeah, Cumin.
Yeah, Cumin. Cumin.
Yeah, Cumin.
And then
Ben.
And then what did Johnny call
Dooman.
The other?
Dooman.
Dooman. Holman.
Right.
Human.
Human. And then there was one, like Derek or something.
Oh, John is one of them.
John?
That's the name he used to use when he was little.
John. Human.
So he uses John.
Well,
and he's on deck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He is on deck.
Oh yeah.
He is. Why are your fingers crossed? You're hoping he'll get that position?
Hoping nothing will happen to John.
Oh.
Don't. Give me. I'm going to need a couple years to grieve.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
I'll help you get right over the hump.
Yeah, it'll be over. It'll be over for me. Please, it's already over for me.
Get back on that horse.
OMG. I love hearing Vinny serenade me. Open arms for the win. Vinny singing makes my morning. Lost my virginity while listening to Journey's Escape album.
Oh, boy.
Lost my virginity to Open Arms, says 650.
Wow, a lot of people losing it to Journey.
Every breath you take is so sexist.
Yeah, well, it's a super stalker song. I mean, that I don't think that would fly in today's world.
Well, I can't believe that every hit song gets to call chicks hoes, and everyone's all okay with it.
I'm not okay with it.
What are you? You're one of the people who's like,
make it rain on them hoes.
Yeah, rain on them hoes.
Hoes. Hoes.
You. You're doing it.
I'm not okay with it. Hoes. I got hoes. There it is.
How's that okay?
It's not.
Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, codes.
Yeah, watch it.
Thought you were something.
Have you guys seen I Love You Now Die on HBO? It's about the girl who texted her boyfriend to kill himself, which you reported.
No, I saw that. I saw it was up there, but I was like, that's something I'm not watching.
So much more behind it. So disturbing. I will watch that.
Don't watch it. Oy.
Why? That story's, it's shocking.
It's horrible.
What that person was
she
up
was
to.
On, get back in that car. She killed that guy. Horrible person.
I remember dancing to a Styx song, I think. Oh. What slow song? Was it Sail On?
There's Lady.
Oh, Lady.
Of the morning. Sun shines in your eyes.
What's Sail On? What am I thinking of?
Oh. Now I'm leaving, must be on my way. You know it's you, babe. Oh yeah, this is one. I love Styx.
There is
so
a
much.
Come Sail Away though. It comes.
Oh,
sail
that's
away.
What I'm thinking that's of. But that's not slow.
That's much more rockin'.
Yeah.
Who's a gonna fade? You're my. Oh. Do I like Babe is another one of those.
Yeah, the
babe
best
is
of
the
times.
Hit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the best of times. Is that what it is? The paper says these are the worst of times. Man, Dennis DeYoung, he should have been a Broadway guy. Listen to him. The smoke beneath the tears. But I'll be lonely without you. I need your love to see me through. So please
Brinny.
Believe me.
Oh boy.
Sorry.
Always and Forever was the slow dance song of the 90s. I can almost smell a gym full of bad cologne now.
No.
Yeah, it was.
No. Only old people listen to that.
What?
You heard me.
Come on, Bryn. No one slow danced to Luther. It was all about Casey and JoJo's All My Life. Or Boys to Men, End of the Road.
I've been looking. Oh, my God.
Yes, I finally found. Are you going to? I don't know if I'm just supposed to. Okay.
Am I supposed to keep going? Sing it. Don't you know every word to this? I thought you knew all the words to everything.
Not to everything. Well, I do know the words to this. It's
you
super
know
simple.
This.
Of course I do. It's
sing
just
it.
Like the bass is so heavy, it sounds distorted. I can't even.
Just sing
you
it.
You hear that?
I do.
Yeah, I hear
oh,
it.
Oh, you see
do
how
your
she's
thing.
You see what she's doing? What? I see that camera now.
What camera?
You little cheater.
What
get
are you
it off
about?
Of me. She's filming me right now.
Well, you know, you should have done that earlier when she was doing those penis tricks.
Yeah, but I don't have the angle, though.
No, oh, that's too bad.
Shut up, Ma.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, Ma. I hate when you call me that. Call me sis.
Sis.
He's like, it's a term of endearment. It doesn't mean you're my mother. I'm like, yeah, but I'm old enough to be. What year were you born?
83.
I could have had you at 18 or 17.
Yeah, oh, my 17. God. There's a story in the news, and it's a tragedy, but the girl in the story that ends up, she's murdered, but she's 23 and has four kids. And I'm like, that can't be right.
Well,
I mean, it's physically possible, but I just thought, yikes.
Damn.
Wow.
Four kids at 23. That's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot at 43.
Is Ozark back? No, but I feel like any second it's going to drop.
Oh, do we have a date on the season?
We don't.
Last we checked was January of 2020.
Really?
That's not too far off. Take your time with it, Ben.
I thought it was going to be sooner.
Hold on. There's an updated thing from 3 hours ago. It says it will have 10 episodes, third season. Debut later in 2019.
Yes, I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
I just watched the first one.
The production started in May of 2019, so I'm sure they're close to being done filming. So I think you're probably looking at
November?
October, November. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Oh, I'm going to be ready.
That's perfect timing, actually.
I love when you guys reminisce, says 707. Yeah. Bryn.
You're probably close to our age then.
Are you my soulmate? I love your taste in music.
Oh,
I probably am your soulmate. Don't tell anybody that I said that.
And check out his twerking video on my Instagram, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. There were a lot of girls who were like, I need to be under that.
That you secretly recorded. Man, you can't trust
secretly
me.
Record that.
You totally secretly recorded
that. You saw it. You even pulled your shirt up.
I pulled my shirt up.
Down, whatever. You were upside down, but you had to pull it up to pull it down. Physics, man. Get used to it. No one knows. Just randomly saying words.
Animas, really? People are having coffee with their breakfast.
Well, you could be doing something else with that coffee. We're just trying to let you know all the options.
Does Dooman do multiple enemas a day or just one?
When I'm at the Institute, but I haven't been in a long time, you do four a day. But here in San Francisco.
In the real world.
By myself, just one.
One, but you do it every day. Do you do it before work so you're all perky?
I mean, I did do one yesterday, but I didn't
come to work, so. Can't wait for September, not, 3 days a week. January 2020, not, back to 5 days a week.
It's just a lot of work. It's a lot of work, everybody. You got to juice and stuff like that.
It's been fun having a year off, huh? It'll be good. January, we'll have you back 5 days a week. Woohoo. Wow, it's really quiet right now. It's weird.
Well, I'm waiting for him to finish the conversation with you.
I guess it's finished.
Okay. Hi, Sarah and Vinny. I'm so obsessed with Stranger Things. Started watching on Saturday because I've got a sore foot and I'm on season 3. It's the best show ever.
It's so good. I don't know if it's the best show ever, but it is highly entertaining, highly enjoyable. You love those kids. And if you grew up in the 80s, it's super reminiscent of our childhoods.
They do a great job with that.
They really do. Even my kids are like, God, that makes me wish I lived in the 80s. I'm like, well, you know, there were no monsters.
Think about all the people that flushed drugs, even meth. All this people hiding in bathrooms from other people. I can see the gators and ducks getting all scary. And Vinny, do not let your kid walk anywhere alone, not even next door.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I know people don't do that anymore.
I know.
But I wanted to. I did that on purpose. Yeah, go ahead. And I'm not going to follow you.
No.
I want you to do that. And then, of course, I started fretting.
Right, of course. Well, you're a parent, so of course you worried.
Well, if I had something to do, then. But I actually, in that moment, I was also just sitting in the house while the baby napped. So I just was sitting.
With nothing to do but worry.
Well, I didn't want to make noise.
Right.
Last thing I want to do is wake that baby up.
Right. You don't want to yell down the street, hey, are you okay down there? That's the glory of living in a neighborhood. And frankly, I don't know, if you don't let your kids ever go anywhere by themselves, to each his own. Raise your kid the way you want to. But I feel like kids need to be able to know that they can do things by themselves, that they don't have to have someone watching over their shoulder. And then they can feel freer to make decisions for themselves later in life. I don't need to ask five people if I can do this.
Right.
I'm going to decide that I want to.
And I, besides, I put my Glock on a, in her a holster for her.
So oh, good. She, so she had she was armed.
She had a firearm.
It was,
she
was fine, you guys. God. Right.
Did meth on accident at a music festival. Thought it was Molly. Worst experience ever. Couldn't sleep for 2 days. Sweat, paranoid.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how you could get addicted to it. Never again. But maybe Hooman should try it for back pain.
Oh, Hooman. There you go.
All
try
right.
Try meth.
Thank you.
I did
get
it.
Get skinny, too. And
once, and it.
You won't have any teeth to worry about.
Take a lighter.
Wait, you did meth?
I tried it, sure.
Oh, my God.
I well, I, you know, in 89 or 88, you didn't see that it was taking over people's lives in
whole
this
towns.
Way. But take a lighter, get it, let it, the big, you know how you could turn the yeah. flame super hot and then snort the flame and that's what it feels like. I was who would do this? It was like fiberglass blades shooting into my nostril.
And then what happened?
And then I was, well, I was super drunk at the time, so oh. it woke me up, which was the point, but I definitely never did that again. Not even when I was ripped. Like, nah, I'll just go to sleep rather than do that.
My God.
Stuff's, oof.
It's like fire!
That never happened to you?
No, I never did any
That never
meth.
Happened to you?
The lighter? No.
No, the meth.
No. Accidentally do meth. You and all your accidental drug
was
doing.
That stuff. Well, look, I'm reckless. I was, or I was reckless. I was like, "What do you got? I can live for through that." I know it's dumb, but you tried it. It didn't hurt your nose.
Well, of course it does. It's disgusting. It's like straight up chemicals, like Drano.
So it burned your nose.
Of course.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God! So turns out everyone on the show except me has done meth. Well,
you tried
me
it,
and Hooman.
Nah, well, I didn't snort it.
Oh.
What'd you do with it?
There's another way you can do
smoke
that.
It or smoke
and
it?
I was not, I'm not happy with that. No, I
oh, you injected
that.
It?
No, you can smoke that stuff.
Oh,
and
my
people
God.
Were doing it. So, you know, you try it and you go, oh, wow, that's gnarly.
Why? Oh, my God. It's such a bad rap. I'd just be like,
no,
oh,
it's
Jesus,
awful.
Look at the time.
Oh, my.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to go.
Every break.
We'll be right back.
Sarah. And Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get her. We got her done.
We did.
We killed this Tuesday.
And had a great time doing it.
We're actually not done killing this Tuesday. We're going to go do a secret show now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
We're going to hand the wheel over to Lexi, though.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be driving this bus, the Alice bus. Mm-hmm. And actually, she has a couple things coming up. She's got Sunday tickets for Outside Lands at 11.05 and more chances to qualify for Alani. She's got one at noon. So stick here at the Alice all the live long day. And then I guess around 11 or noon, Bryn gets the secret show up. Totally unedited, filthy, really not for you, not for anyone. Don't listen to it.
Why did we do it again?
Why?
I don't know. Because we like to talk about porn, I guess. I'm not sure why we do it, but we do it, you know, so that the sickos. If you like that show, you're a sicko, just so you know. So it's for you, sickos. Deep down inside, we're all a little sicko.
Sure. Mm.
All right, have a great day. We'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.